Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Is your marriage feeling kind of blah? If so, chances are it's not because you're experiencing the summertime blues, but something else. Well, good afternoon, and welcome to Pebbles of Truth, the radio outreach of House on the Rock Family Ministries here in Lancaster. And Bruce McCracken is with us again this week, and Bruce, it's the 4th of July already.
Hard to believe.
It is hard to believe. The middle summer month. Mm-hmm. And we want to talk about how we can put some of the fireworks back into our marriage. Mm-hmm. After all, we're all going to be seeing some fireworks this weekend.
That's right, and we may even see a few duds go off too, and that can be true of our marriages. You know, there are times when we feel the fireworks, the excitement, and they're... Mm-hmm. Are times when we're feeling the blahs, when mm-hmm. our marriage feels flat, stagnant, dull, boring, like a dud.
Sure, sure. Well, but don't all couples experience the blahs?
I think they do, Cap, but it's important to remember that when we're feeling the marital blahs for more than just a few weeks, we better take some time to ask ourselves the question mm-hmm. why and begin to take some deliberate steps to bring back that love and feeling, the fireworks.
Well, what causes these blahs and why is it so important for couples to address them?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the blahs are, as we're nicely calling them today, are really symptoms of an erosion of our emotional connectedness, our emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. We're not feeling close. The bond's getting weaker. And if it goes unchecked for too long, the effects of this erosion will take their toll and mm-hmm. the relationship will begin to dissolve and weaken.
So there's a lot more to these blahs than we think.
Very much so.
Well, what can we as couples do to stop and reverse this emotional erosion?
Well, I think there are at least two causes to this issue here mm-hmm. that we're talking about today, and that we'll talk about the first one right now and the second one next week. When the first one is neglect, we just plain stop focusing on our relationship. We stop, you know, focusing on one another, and we allow other things to creep into our purview.
And Bruce, I imagine children home for the summer can be a distraction too.
Yeah, they certainly can be, especially with all the summertime activities that they have. But, you know, it could be our jobs, it could be our hobbies, even church. You know, mm-hmm. any kind of busyness can wedge its way in between us as couples and break that emotional connection.
And Bruce, I know we've talked in the past a lot about dating our spouses as mm-hmm. a way to stay connected. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that's probably part of the remedy, too.
Yeah, it is, if we assume that we emotionally connect on all of our dates, but that's not always true, you know, especially if you go out to a movie and you're sitting side by side looking at a screen, stuffing popcorn in your face, you know, you're not really getting a lot of emotional talking accomplished there.
That's true. It's not a real conducive environment for emotional connectedness. Mm-hmm. So what's the plan then?
Well, I think we need to really work hard and set a priority as couples to carve out about 20 to 30 minutes each day, preferably at the end of the day when you can talk uninterrupted. You know, when you put the kids to bed.
And that sometimes can be a hard thing to do.
Very hard to do. And when they're going to bed, we're tired too. Mm-hmm. So we really need to make it a priority. Maybe we have coffee together in the morning before the kids get up. But our relationship has to be worth it. And then you really need to focus on talking about how you both are feeling.
Well, Bruce, what does that look like? Because, you know, we men don't do feelings, you know.
That is true, unfortunately. But we do feelings better than we let ourselves on to. But, you know, it looks like sitting down together, preferably face-to-face, and saying, tell me about your day, hon, you know. And give her a nice, big, open-ended question. You don't want to ask, and especially if you're a lady, don't ask your husband, how was your day? Because we men can answer that with one word. What's the word, Kat?
It could be good or okay or fine.
Fine, that's right. Sure. Yeah, exactly.
How was yours?
That's why we don't want to tell each other. That's why we want to tell each other about our day. What was your high point? What was the low point? And then respond to those feelings. Oh, I bet that made you feel happy. Or, ooh, that must have been frustrating. And let them elaborate. And again, no fixing, no giving advice. Just keep that feeling talk freely flowing. And mm-hmm. it's going to begin to refill that emotional tank. And the blahs are going to begin to creep away.
Well, Bruce, you said there were two causes. So what are we going to be talking about next week to help us overcome these blahs?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about the negative effects of lingering unresolved conflict and how that erodes.
Well, that sounds good. So until next week, let's keep building our house on the rock. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.